Any look back at 2018 in Czech sport simply has to begin with Ester Ledecká. She stunned the world at the Winter Olympics in February by winning gold in alpine skiing's Super G category and gold in the snowboard parallel giant slalom. Before setting off for Pyeongchang, the Czech, then aged 22, told me she was frequently asked about the unusual combination.
The past 2 years when I started to ride the World Cup in both sports, the press and all the people around, they started to, okay, she's really doing both. And they even thought that I just decided to do both, but I was doing this since I was a child. And even here in Czech Republic, even around the world, when I was, they always say, oh, how is that possible? But for me, this is the only way.
Ledecká, in fact, became the only woman in history to win gold at a Winter Olympics in two unrelated events. And she was dubbed the star of the Games by The Guardian. The Czechs took 7 medals in South Korea, as well as Ledecká's gold brace. Michal Kuchmarsch claimed silver in biathlon sprint, and speed skater Martina Sablikova earned silver in the 5,000 metres. While the team took 3 bronze medals for Karolina Erbanova in the speed skating 50 metres, Eva Samkova in snowboard cross, and finally Veronika Vítková in biathlon sprint. Tennis, and the Czech women's team won the Fed Cup for the 6th time in 8 years and the 11th time in total, with victory over the US in November's final in Prague. With Petra Kvitová and Karolina Plíšková unavailable, the team was powered to victory by 22-year-old Kateřina Siniaková, who claimed 2 of the singles rubbers.
It means a lot. Above all, I'm glad I could be part of it and win those 2 points. Last year, I made my debut in the competition, and I really appreciate just being in the team at all. The atmosphere is always great, and I enjoy these team events. It's a very beautiful end to the season for me, something I didn't dream of at the beginning.
Siniaková and her doubles partner Barbara Krejčíková had an amazing year away from the Fed Cup. The pair won both the French Open and Wimbledon and were crowned Women's Doubles Team of the Year. Football, and Viktoria Plzeň were crowned Czech League champions for the 5th time in only 7 years in May. The West Bohemians raced ahead of the pack in the first half of the season with a record-breaking 14 wins on the trot. However, they let their massive lead shrink and only managed to secure the title with 1 round to go. Plzeň defender Roman Hubník had this to say amid the celebrations at the club's Štruncovy Sady stadium.
I'm glad that we managed it and we took the final step at home. I'm glad we'll be able to enjoy it, and I'm sure we'll spend the whole night partying with our fans. It's the happiest day of the year.
At the end of the year, Plzeň beat Roma in their final Champions League group game to ensure a berth in the Europa League after Christmas. It was the 5th time that coach Pavel Vrba steered the West Bohemians to the spring phase of Europe's second-tier competition. Slavia Prague, who led the domestic league 4 points ahead of Plzeň at the end of the winter half of the 2018-2019 season, will also be in Europa League action in the new year. The Czech national team replaced Karel Jarolím with Jaroslav Šilhavý as manager, and the switch paid off. Šilhavý won 3 of his first 4 games in charge and kept the Czechs in League B in the Nations League. Ice hockey and Kometa Brno were crowned champions of the domestic Extraliga. It was the first time in over a decade any club had retained the title, and also saw Kometa set a new record of 13 Extraliga trophies in total overall. Just as in 2017, Brno had hovered around the cutoff for an automatic place in the playoffs during the regular season. However, they came good at the exact right moment and again lost only 2 games in the knockout stages. Athletics, and the Czech Republic took 3 medals at the European Championships in Berlin in August. After a slow start, the team claimed all of their medals in the closing days of the meeting. Silver for Nikola Ogrodnikova in the javelin and Agnieszka Drahotova in racewalking, and bronze for Eva Vrabcová-Nivoltová in the marathon. Basketball, and the Czech Republic's players qualified for the Sports World Cup for the first time in the independent history of the state this year. Czechoslovakia's last appearance in the competition was in 1982. A win over Bosnia and Herzegovina in September ensured that the Czechs made it to the next World Cup, which starts in China at the end of August 2019. And finally, Czech aerobatic pilot Martin Šanka became world champion in the sport after winning the Red Bull Air Race at the Texas Motor Speedway in November. The former Czech Air Force fighter pilot had placed second the previous year. And that's all the sports news for this year.